My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to try a holiday exercise streak. It can be easy to feel too busy to exercise over the holidays, or perhaps to feel like it is not worth the bother. But a little physical activity can do a lot to ease stress. Committing to exercise every day between Thanksgiving and New Year's will help you start the new year off right. So I know a lot of us are staring down the next 6 weeks or so with a little trepidation. Work is often busy, as people try to get ahead of vacations and any end-of-year deadlines. If you have kids, they no doubt have extra concerts, pageants, class parties, and the like. You may be hosting family, or you may be traveling. And then there are all those presents to buy and wrap. If you are an adult managing a lot of responsibilities, it can be hard to feel merry and bright. So fitting in exercise too might not seem like the most appealing idea. But there is pretty solid evidence that even a short amount of physical activity, like less than 20 minutes, can completely change your mood. Life suddenly feels doable. You feel more energetic. Some people think of exercise in the context of burning off the extra calories from all those holiday foods, but I personally find it kind of hard to care about that. Instead, to me, exercise is about tapping into your superpowers so you can do all the amazing things that you are capable of doing. To that end, I am planning on undertaking a holiday exercise streak. I plan to do at least 15 minutes of physical activity every day between Thanksgiving and New Year's. I invite you to join me in this. I usually run a couple days a week and I work out with my trainer once, and I'll make sure to add in a brisk walk on any other days. Think about what kind of exercise works best for you, and feel free to switch it up to be more appealing. Maybe 2 days a week you go to an exercise class at your gym. One morning a week you do a yoga video. 2 days you walk with colleagues at lunch. And then 2 other days you lift weights. Or maybe you've got an indoor pool where you swim laps 3 mornings a week. The other days you go for a brisk walk around the block with your dog. Maybe a friend would be willing to join you in this streak, so you can hold each other accountable and maybe work out together too. It might also help to think through each week and think roughly about when you will exercise each day. For instance, you might see that Tuesday and Thursday are going to be go, go, go all day long, which might motivate you to set the alarm a little bit earlier and run on your treadmill before the craziness begins. But maybe your Fridays are more relaxed, so you and a friend could meet for a walk mid-afternoon. Now, for many things, I do believe that often is as good as always. And that is generally true with exercise as well. There is no real upside to exercising 7 days a week versus six. But given that the holidays can get hectic and we are often diverging from our usual schedules. I find that the idea of a streak helps with cutting down on excuses. When you commit to doing something absolutely every day, you stop asking, should I exercise today? Instead, the question becomes, when will I exercise today? That is not a question of motivation. It is just a matter of logistics. And I believe that even during the holidays, it is almost always possible to find 15 minutes. If you have to break that up into 3 5-minute chunks, that is fine too. Whatever you can do is great. And by laying the groundwork for finding the time to exercise in all kinds of crazy circumstances, you'll have no problem keeping the exercise habit into the new year. You know that even on a go, go, go day, you can wake up 20 minutes early and jump on that treadmill. You know that one of your friends has a pretty free Friday afternoon and is generally up for meeting. You will be able to continue with these discoveries well into the new year. So consider trying an exercise streak. From Thanksgiving to New Year's, the energy and mood boost just might make the holidays feel better than ever. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.